saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com, including the giveaway contest answers. Once again, those questions very quickly to get a free copy of my book is, who is the publisher of the book? How many pages is it per Amazon? And who wrote the foreword? And the 19th correct answer, and the reason it's 19th is because June 19th is Father's Day. The 19th correct answer will receive a free copy of the book and its companion poster. Do not send in your answers before Sunday, this coming Sunday, or it may be Sunday when you're listening, at noon Pacific Standard Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to bruce@brucesalin.com. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor, and the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com, that's npier.com, and ask for their free newsletter. It is time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Speaking of books, you have a book that's been out and sells constantly. What is the name of that book again?
Called Hold On to Your Nuts, Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms, The Relationship Manual for Men.
And I can vouch for being an excellent book, easy to read, and offering great tips, of which you hear them live very often on our show.
But it also can be a very painful experience, as I've heard recently from a few of the men that I've begun coaching.
Well, you mean confronting your who you really are is always going to be painful.
That's correct.
As you remind me about myself quite regularly, thank you very much.
You're welcome, but it's well worth the energy to take a look, because once you get through those barriers, there's a lot of freedom on the other side, and unexpected. So you can get to an unexpected place in terms of being the kind of father, husband, and man that you really want to be.
Well, thank you. You have. I hate to actually compliment you, but you have been a wonderful guide in helping me along that ongoing journey, and I thank you for it.
Ho
back at you. Today's topic, which we haven't really covered, is a dirty little parenting secret, and the secret that I exclaim in the column is sometimes parents don't like their kids or like one more than the other. And a lot of that has to do with sibling rivalry or the fact that a kid at a particular age, like my two teenage boys, can be particularly annoying, as both my boys can be, although it tends to shift. Thank God. I don't think I can handle both of them being a pain in the you-know-what at the same time. Right now, it's my younger one. We heard from my older one earlier, and I think you could tell on the show, Arnie called in, Wayne, that he was obviously supportive and appreciated his dad taking him to the concert, while my younger one just put his head in his hands every time I started to move. So that is kind of how it is at a certain age. What, given that you raised a boy and a girl, similar ages apart as my two, but older now, what words of wisdom might you offer on sibling rivalry? And in your case, of course, it was different genders.
Well, you're throwing out a lot of topics. I mean, the first thing you talked about is just not liking your kids sometimes because they're a pain in the ass. And
well, that's really the dirty little parenting secret.
Yeah, there are times that you don't like your kid, just like there are times you don't like your spouse, and if you admit it, many times you don't like yourself. And it's a natural part of parenting, but our kids get under our skins often when we're not clear about how to be a parent. Being a parent's difficult work, and a lot of parents quit on it because it's difficult. And we've talked about that quite a bit in the past in terms of being permissive in areas where they should not be, just because you're being worn down. But when we figure out how to handle our kids, the annoyance factor goes way down. And, you know, a big trick to that is being on the same page. I mean, if you're married, being on the same page with your spouse. Because when you're not, it makes things very difficult. And it brings in a lot of doubt. And doubt really, undermines our ability to parent from moment to moment.
We actually talked about this a little last week, about being on the same page with your spouse, which is something that I think is such an essential tool for parenting.
Right. And you mentioned something in your column which made me just screech.
You mean you read it?
Oh my gosh. I had a weak moment, and I actually read the whole column.
Oh, my gosh.
You talked about there was a moment where you can't control their behavior.
Yes.
Right? And so this is something that we've discussed many times in the men's groups, that our kids and our wife, they respond to our energy. If we come home and we're in a crappy mood, I've described it like this. My wife, back in the day when the kids were here, my wife would do a body scan on me, and within a couple of moments she would know what kind of mood I'm in. And the kids would respond to my mood as well, because if you're not available for them, they're excited to see you, you've come home, if you're not available to them, they will know instantly, and they'll start acting out. And so we've done experiments with guys who have gone home and done things differently after they were complaining about the behavior of their two young boys or whatever the case may be. And when they took a moment to get into a good, positive headspace before they walked in the door, it made all the difference in the world. And they could see how the kids responded more positively and stopped acting out and stopped beating on each other, because dad wasn't available to give them the attention that they needed.
Obviously, the same applies to working moms, and I think that's incredibly wise. I have been working personally, because this is an ongoing issue with me, ever since I started working as hard as I've been working, and it's a little bit more peculiar, and sometimes I think even harder when you're like myself and working out of the house, because they still think the time I spend on the computer is like the time they spend on the computer. They think it's play. And I rarely play on the computer. It is always writing or networking or responding to business things or preparing for the radio show. But when they come in my office, which is in one case next door to my younger son, he wants me just to stop what I'm doing. So I've tried more and more to pull down the screen, literally to pull it down towards me immediately, rather than even look at him over the screen, because then the screen could distract me. By pushing it down, I am basically announcing to him, I'm there for you.
Yeah, that's good. But you also have to have boundaries. And if you're working out of the house, yes, it's a bit more challenging. But the kids and your wife or whomever's in the house, they need to understand what you need. And so if you have to put a sign on the door or close the door.
It's so funny. I bought one of those signs that you buy at for businesses that say open or close, and then we'll be back. And it has a rotating dials of time. Uh-huh. So I actually have that. It hasn't really worked, but you're right. I'm not as clear around those boundaries, and that would make it easier, which is a prime example of what you were talking about at the very beginning of the segment about nuts, having terms, and once you have the terms, everything else follows.
Yes, boundaries work when you mean it.
Just like consequences work
when you
follow through.
When you mean it, everybody around you gets that energy. They know that you mean it. If you don't mean it, then forget about it. They'll walk right over it.
Well said. Well said. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts, as believe it or not, we are near the end of our time together?
Any other thoughts?
On this subject.
Oh, on this subject. I don't know. We hit it hard, didn't we?
I think we did. We hit it right hard. Speaking of books, to transition totally awkwardly, I want to thank you for your contribution to my book, which is just officially published, I guess, right around now, because in the first couple pages is a lovely quote from Wayne. I'm not sure if he actually read the book, but the quote is sure good.
Well, I wrote the quote under duress.
Okay, I know. But that's because I mention your book every week.
As well you should, because it is difficult for men to ask for help.
Yes, and your book is not only good, but joking aside, is totally uncompetitive with my book. They are companions to How to Live Life, written by men from men's points of view, and both have great value. I need to cut you off and say goodbye, Wayne. I'll talk with you next week. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and more giveaway information about winning my new book is going to come up in the next segment or the one after. We will be right back.